Do you own a Windows laptop or computer? If so, you may want to check which version of Windows it's running, as Microsoft has ended support for Vista. What does that mean? If you have Vista, well, Jess Kelly is here. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, Vista, how old is Vista?
It's 10 years old, which is remarkable to me. Because,
stone age.
No, but I remember when it came out, because I remember my dad got a laptop and it looked incredible, because this was a very transparent Windows operating system. So, you know, you could have three or four windows sitting over each other, but you could see through them. It was beautiful. It was more rounded. It was the first time that we saw the live search. So, you know, the little search bar in the right-hand corner where you can search for a document and it gives you the live results rather than having to run the entire thing and then seeing results. Very small differences, but I actually quite liked it. Some people didn't like it at all because it was very different, but
then
I think it did
Windows
the job.
Then we had Windows 8 briefly, and then
which
Windows
we don't talk about
10,
anymore.
There was no Windows 9.
No.
So we're now running Windows 10.
We are now running Windows 10, and if you buy a new machine, chances are it'll have Windows 10 on it. But what happens is, after 10 years or so, Microsoft stop hosting support for certain operating systems. What that means is that it'll no longer have updates, so your software won't update again if you have a Windows Vista computer. That means that you're a little bit more susceptible to bugs and to hacks and stuff like that, because the security information isn't supported. Also, if you have a number of programs or software on your computer, that won't update either, because all manufacturers will stop making Vista's plugins and support. So you've got a few options, basically, and unfortunately it may cost you a few quid. First and foremost, you need to check if you are running Vista. Make sure that you have Vista.
How do you do that?
So you click on your little start button, and then in the left hand corner you can type WINVEOR, so WinVer, so short for Windows version.
Which Windows version
you're exactly running, yeah. So then that'll tell you if you run Vista. If you do run Vista, firstly you can leave it. Now, this is not advised. Now, what that will mean is that you can continue using your computer as is, nothing will stop you. But you have to be so careful with attachments that you're downloading, going on to certain websites. There will be no, basically, protection there for you if you're downloading things.
Suppose someone is only using their computer for email.
Yeah.
Are they safe?
They're safe enough, as long as you're very careful who you're opening emails from. We've covered phishing, we've covered spam and all that kind of stuff so many times on this
program.
But if
you've got your list of contacts and people who that you write to your
if all you do is email your daughter,
yeah.
Then you're absolutely fine.
So you don't have to spend anything.
You don't have to spend anything. Again, a lot of people just use it for either email or for storing photographs or for using, you know, typing up a Word document. That kind of stuff, you're absolutely fine. If, as I said, you're using a lot of software programs, or if you're a heavy user like I would be of my computer and you're downloading a lot of attachments, just to be safe, you may want to upgrade your computer to Windows 10. This will cost you, I think it's around €140, I think, to download Windows 10 now. But, and this is the bad news, not every computer can host Windows 10. So your computer may not have the spec to host Windows 10.
If you are not in a position where you can leave it because you are doing a lot of searching and so on and going on websites, and then you're faced with a bill for €110 or whatever it is to upgrade to Windows 10, you might think of buying another machine which has it preloaded, you know, cheap enough machine.
Yeah, now, and there is absolutely no shortage of devices on offer at the moment. I went through, we actually have a good list up on newstalk.com now if you want to have a look through. And there's machines that I started looking from below, anything below €600, because I think €600 should get you a decent laptop. Mm-hmm. And I've picked out a few that are well below the €600. And the first one is the HP Stream 14-inch screen. And it's €299, so it's €300 basically.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of spending 100 and something on an upgrade to Windows 10,
do the math and it might work out.
To get a brand new machine under warranty and so on.
Yeah,
not a bad option, maybe.
I don't think this is a bad option at all. So this runs Windows 10. It has 4 gigs of RAM and a 32 gigabyte solid state hard drive. This is for anyone who does a lot of stuff online. So it's not ideal if you want to download a lot of programs onto your machine or anything like that. But if you just want to send, you know, emails, go on social media, use Netflix, Skype calls, anything like that, for €300, you can't go wrong with this one. If your budget can stretch up to €390, Lenovo have their IdeaPad, which is a 15-inch screen. So if you want something that's a little bit bigger, this is the IdeaPad 110. And again, we've been very impressed with Lenovo in the past. 15-inch screen, as I say, good processor. There's a 500 gigabyte hard drive on this one. So if you want to put a lot of programs onto it, or if you have a lot of photographs you want to store, this could be for you.
Okay. Now, just explain to people what they have to look out for. The RAM, the random access memory, is what you use when you're actually working the computer, where you've got 10 windows open and you're searching.
If you're a multitasker, RAM is important.
Yeah. So what's the minimum RAM you need?
The minimum I would settle for in this day and age is 4 gigs of RAM. Some computers you may be able to buy in the cheap and they have 2 gigs of RAM, but I guarantee you within a week you will be bashing against the wall. It'll be very frustrating.
So 4 gigs of RAM, and then in terms of the hard drive memory?
I suppose it's not as important as it used to be, but I would look for around 500 gigabytes. I think that's kind of a good number to look out for. That gives you plenty of storage. If, again, you want something that's a little bit cheaper, you can settle for less and then use things like Dropbox or OneDrive, which are cloud offerings.
Now, you move on to another HP machine, the Pavilion.
The Pavilion. HP, again, they've just impressed me a lot recently in terms of delivering on a budget. So this HP Pavilion is €479 and you can get an awful lot for that. There's a dual core 2.9 gigahertz processor and 8 gigs of RAM. So this is a powerful machine. It has a 15.6 inch screen. So again, it's nice and big. There's a terabyte of inbuilt storage. This computer, I think, is my deal. Like, it's the deal of the month. It's the best deal I've seen in a long time.
So that's $479.
Yes.
And Bang & Olufsen speakers.
The sound quality is unreal. So that, I think, is available from Curry's PC World, is where I saw that one at the weekend. So definitely check that out. But if your budget can stretch even higher, you can get an Acer Aspire, which is 15.6 inch screen again, for €580. Now, this, like, side by side to the previous HP model we looked, the spec isn't quite as spectacular. Yeah. This is more about the fact that it has a solid state hard drive, so it'll boot up in seconds. It runs Windows 10. There's only 6 gigs of RAM, but what you're paying for here is the Intel Core i3 processor, so it's a little bit of a fancier processor.
Are they still making mechanical drives?
Yeah.
I thought that they would have upgraded everything to solid state drives.
No, not as of yet. But as at the HP Pavilion, that full list of computers is up on newstalk.com/Pat Kenny if you want to have a look.
Last question about any of those machines. Do they come with software bundles? Because, you know, you might think, well, I'll do all my Word documents and then you find you don't have Word.
Yeah, like, to be honest with you, I've looked around, you know, very often when I have time to kill, I go up and have a walk around all these tech shops and there are bundles there. But what I have found as a consumer myself is that you can actually do a lot of your work in Google Drive for free, because Google Drive have a version of basically Office that you can use. So you can create Word docs, you can create PowerPoints, you can create Excel spreadsheets, and then you can email them onto people in .docx or whatever format you want. And that's completely free. So there are bundles available, but maybe give Google Drive a go and just see if you can get what you need done for free.
This one from a listener. I read somewhere that Microsoft is still offering free Windows 10 update. Is this true?
No, the deadline has passed for that now. You have to pay for it. Now, I'd be intrigued to find where that is. But no, they did kind of a big song and dance a few months ago saying, you know, that the deadline has passed. Now you have to pay for your upgrade. It may be if you bought a machine that might have been part of a deal. Say, for example, if you bought a machine that had an old version of Windows 8, for example, you may be entitled to the free upgrade. But as a rule, you now have to pay to get the upgrade.
Yeah, you'd imagine they'd want to obliterate all traces of Windows 8 anyway.
Oh, it was just a disaster, wasn't it, really?
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.